Art, you can't ask for anything better than a 7-1 record at the midpoint of the season, but there seems to be a lot of hand-wringing going on.
Well, everyone is expecting the Super Bowl to be won on Halloween. Actually, it needs to be won in February when it's scheduled. It's a difficult thing because Seahawks fans aren't used to success, and so they don't know exactly how to navigate in this weird world. But the Seahawks are 7-1. They have a good team. But they aren't great right now. They don't look like Super Bowl material, but this is breaking news to everyone in the listening audience, but no one is Super Bowl material right now. I do think they had a terrible game Monday night against the Rams in St. Louis, in which they won 14-9, despite having only 135 yards of total offense. It was really a dreary and kind of awkward, clumsy game, but they did win. And the problem in the game is the one that they've had all season long, and that is protecting Russell Wilson. And if they don't do a better job, the season is going to circle the drain.
It's a very risky problem. The offensive line cannot protect Russell Wilson, as you mentioned. They had a season-worst 7 sacks in Monday night's game, and he's the most sacked quarterback right now in the NFL.
That's the scary part of this, is not only is he getting sacked a lot, he's getting hit at other times, and he's running the ball a lot. He's the Seahawks' second leading rusher. And the defenses are putting a lot of pressure on him, and the Seahawks' offensive scheme is putting a lot of pressure on him because they're asking him to do too much. They're missing their starting two tackles, who won't be back until the middle of November at the earliest. And that leaves these backups to try to help save Russell. And they're not doing a very good job. It's the best they can do, but it's just really a talent deficit. So until they resolve that, they have to fix what's going on with better play calling, less risky play calling, shorter passes, and telling Russell, hey, you know what? You got Marshawn Lynch there next to you. Give him the ball and let him get beat up, not you. And so if they master that, then they can probably get through what is, I think, a very precarious situation.
And on top of that, there's word this week that wide receiver Sidney Rice is out for the season.
Yeah, that was a blow. He got hurt in the Monday night game. He was their biggest deep threat because he's their only big receiver, 6'4". The other guys are pretty small by NFL standards. And they don't have a ready replacement for him. Percy Harvin, the wide receiver they got from Minnesota in the offseason, has missed the entire season up till now, recovering from hip surgery August 1st. So he's practicing, but he's not ready to take hits yet. And so fans shouldn't expect Harvin to come in and make a one-for-one replacement of Rice, not for a couple of weeks anyway.
Well, some good news. The second half of the season doesn't look too threatening, at least not much of it.
The next three opponents are a combined 3-18. So if the Seahawks need to tinker, this is the period in which they can do it, because they should win all of these games handily and then set up for the only two winning teams left on their schedule, New Orleans and San Francisco. If they can get ready for those games, then I think the hand-wringing will end and maybe the yippee-yahoo will begin.
And the key is not to become complacent and think that they can just coast.
Yes. I think if complacency is your biggest problem, then you're probably in pretty good shape.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.